Hey there, awesome people. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Ever feel like life's a giant roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of uncertainty. Well, guess what? That's perfectly normal, especially when we're smack dab in the middle of change. Big changes, small changes, even those tiny shifts that feel like earthquakes at times, they all affect us mentally. And that's why today's episode is so freaking important. We're diving deep into prioritizing your mental health during times of change. Because let's face it, if our minds aren't in a good place, how can we truly navigate those turbulent waters? Now, here are 5 key takeaways that are going to help you weather the storm and emerge stronger on the other side. First up, acknowledge the elephant in the room. Change is hard. Don't try to sugarcoat it or pretend everything's peachy keen. Recognize that feeling of unease, that uncertainty, even those moments of panic. It's okay. It means you're human, you're allowed to feel those emotions. Bottling them up will only make things worse in the long run. Next, let's talk about routines. I know, routines can sound boring, like a hamster on a wheel. But trust me on this one, structure is your best friend during times of chaos. Think about it, even small rituals, like waking up at a consistent time, taking a walk every morning, or having a dedicated me time before bed, can bring a sense of normalcy and control to your day. It's like a tiny anchor holding you steady in the midst of the storm. Speaking of anchors, let's talk about self-care. We're not talking bubble baths and face masks every night, though those are awesome too, but about consciously nurturing yourself, physically, emotionally, and mentally. This could mean getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, moving your body in ways that feel good, practicing mindfulness or meditation, or simply spending time doing things you genuinely enjoy. You deserve to feel good, even when the world feels like it's falling apart. Now, here's a big one. Don't isolate yourself. Change can be lonely, I get it. But reaching out to your support system, friends, family, that awesome therapist you've been meaning to see, can make all the difference. Talking about what's going on, sharing your feelings, and knowing you're not alone in this journey can provide a sense of connection and strength. And finally, remember, change is an opportunity for growth. This might sound cliche, but it's true. Those challenges we face, those bumps in the road, they have the potential to teach us resilience, adaptability, and even some pretty awesome new skills. Embrace the learning process, celebrate your wins, big or small, and keep moving forward. You got this. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's just landed her dream job in a new city, exciting, right? But she's also feeling overwhelmed by the move, making new friends, and figuring out a whole new routine. It's like stepping onto a stage with no script, and all eyes are on her. She starts to feel isolated, anxious, and even doubts if she made the right decision. Sound familiar? Sarah's story highlights how change can throw us off balance. But here's the thing, she can choose to prioritize her mental health. By acknowledging her feelings, establishing a new routine, think daily walks exploring her new city, practicing self-care, yoga classes, anyone, and reaching out to her support network, video calls with family back home, Sarah can navigate this transition with more confidence and resilience. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about equipping yourself with the tools to thrive, even when life throws you curveballs. So, go ahead, make time for those things that nourish your soul, build connections, and celebrate your strength. This is a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, trust the process, and remember, you're not alone in this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for prioritizing your mental health during times of change? Share them with me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of She's Not Lucky, She's Driven. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.